And then I helped her get out of, not completely, there were many people who helped her, especially her granddaughter, but I did my little part in helping her get from her little apartment here to a much nicer place in the Performing Artists Lodge.
Oh, right.
And then she actually passed. And I kept in touch with one of her daughters.
Right.
And Judy left instructions for her will. I mean, down to the minutest detail. And I looked at Anne, and Anne's sister was coming up, and I said, you know what? If you trust me, I'm good at organizing events. You let me follow Judy's instructions, and you deal with family stuff. And I promise you, I won't do anything without conferring. So she allowed me to do that. We did a tribute at PAL, and then we had the memorial at the Rivoli, which Judy loved.
Yeah.
And Anne said later that it was very easy, very relaxing, just great.
Just it is, especially when that stuff like that happens. You need someone to kind of take charge.
Well, I had hoped that that was the way she'd see it.
Yeah.
That was my intention, is that let me do the grunge work as a kind of tribute.
Yeah.
And Judy lived in Japan for a year,
or
maybe more, I don't know, but she lived in Japan. And I'm I practice a Japanese form of Buddhism.
Okay.
So, you know, I could connect with her culturally on that level. I mean, we're both Jewish and we both have a Japanese connection.
Right.
So I invited Japanese people to also come to her tribute as a form of just keeping that gesture intact.
Yes.
So, and then the Globe and Mail allowed me to speak like one little paragraph about my connection to her. She was a tough cookie, you know, very tough.
When I leave messages for you, it says you're doing a vocalization studio?
Well, I direct the Creative Vocalization Studio.
Okay.
And that basically means that my expertise lies in developing people's expression through voice.
Right.
And not just through the sound of one's voice, but also through writing or however else a person feels that they can become empowered. So I do community singing. I've been working with people who have eating disorders and body image issues using singing as a form of empowerment, and schizophrenics and homeless people.
That sounds like a really challenging job to
do.
But it must be very rewarding at the same time.
Unbelievably.
Yeah.